Hey, it's Daryl Turner. Thanks for joining me on this week's episode. Look, I want to talk to you today about why people don't change. Have you ever noticed that people that say they're going to change and you bump into them 5 years later, they're really not much different, right? In fact, I heard a guy say today, an old line, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Well, let me tell you about that old dog. That old dog simply does what that old dog wants to do most of the time, right? But what causes the dog to have a desire to have a certain behavior? How about this? Have you ever wondered how much your habits drive your life? In fact, let me kind of give you my definition of habit. And if you look this up in the dictionary, I'm sure it's going to give you a different definition. But my definition of a habit is a subconscious action or behavior. In other words, it's something that happens kind of like autopilot. You know, if you have a bad habit, it's more subconscious than anything else. It's a routine, right? If you have a good habit, it's exactly the same thing. But what's interesting is when you think about change and you think about long-term change, the number one reason in my mind or my book of why people don't really change long-term unless they do a few things differently is because they see that change as this huge permanent change in their life or something entirely different. And it makes it impossible for them to wrap their brain fully around what it's going to take of them in order to pull that off. And when they get any glimpse of what it's going to take to create permanent change, it's simply too big. It's larger than they can fathom, bigger than they want to attempt, longer term, remember forever has a really long term to it, right? Longer term than they want to commit to. And they're looking at permanent change as the goal. And when they do that, they'll probably never achieve it. Here's a recommendation for you, a little bit of different school of thought. What would happen if you didn't look at ultimate long-term change as a goal and you just kind of looked at it as a result? You know, it's interesting because there's all kinds of studies out and all kinds of different time frames in which people say habits are formed, right? Some people say 2 months, some people say, you know, 6 weeks, whatever. But, you know, the one that we all kind of grew up with is 21 days. So instead of looking at the ultimate change, the behavioral change, if you're a sales professional, you know, it might be time blocking, it might be prospecting, it might be making sure that you never end a sales call without asking for the order. Whatever that permanent change is you ultimately want, don't make it a permanent change in your mind. Instead, commit to 21 days of consistent, uninterrupted behavior of doing that. Consistent, uninterrupted behavior, whatever it is you want to ultimately change. So in 21 days, or make it 30, or whatever you want, when you have not been interrupted and every day, every sales call, every move has been consistent with what you want to achieve or what you want to make sure that you do consistently for the 21 days or the 30 days. At the end of that, you will have formed a new habit. So the long-term change that you ultimately want to experience won't be a goal. It will be a result. You're now on a form of autopilot. So here's what I would like to challenge you to do. I'm going to give you the 21-day challenge. I want you to take two items in your life that you ultimately would like to change permanently long-term, but you haven't yet. Maybe you've wanted to do something personal. Maybe you want to stop smoking. Maybe you want to start running. Maybe in business, you want to start your day proactively without checking your email. Whatever the behavior is that you ultimately want. Here's what I'm going to challenge you to do. I'm going to challenge you to do it consistently without interruption for 21 days. I'm going to challenge you to do it to a point in which the long-term change isn't really what you're striving for. It's just a great byproduct. It's a result of your newfound habits. See, most of what we do in our life is driven by our subconscious, which, remember, a habit is a subconscious action or behavior, in my book anyway, okay? So if most of it's driven by our subconscious, then our habits are kind of ruling our life. So don't look at how you're going to have to behave for the next 15 years of your life. Look at how you're going to have to behave for the next 21 days of your life. And at the end of the 21 days or 30 days or 45 or whatever you choose, just make sure that it's consistent and uninterrupted. I want you to email me at info@darylturner.com. And I want you to tell me how uncomfortable it would feel to go back to the behaviors that you have today before you made a commitment or a decision to go 21 days or 30 or 45 days with this new behavior. Remember, don't look at permanent change as the goal. Allow permanent change to be the result of the actual goal, which is a long enough period of time with the behavior to form a new habit. Look, here's what I'm going to suggest that you think about doing. Think about creating a lifestyle in which you thrive without having to consciously be aware of what you're doing. Yep, that's right. You've been doing the right things for so long that they have literally become your habits. And any thought other than doing the right thing is extremely foreign. That's not the goal I have for you. And that is the challenge of the day. I'm going to call it the 21-day challenge. So, hey, if you can think of someone that would benefit from this, forward it to them. And for you, pick two items. Hey, maybe three. And email me at the end of 21, 30, or 45 days at info@darylturner.com and tell me about your newfound change in your life. Thanks for joining me. Have a great day. I'll talk to you next time on this famous, most amazing podcast. Take care.